WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. We have a fair number of schools delaying their openings this morning because of possible icy conditions. The updates now at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. A few days ago, we told you some schools in Hunterdon County had to close because of high levels of flu infections, and now districts across the state are worried about the same.
Janet Bamford of the Jersey School Boards Association says there are no hard and fast rules that districts must follow when it comes to shutting down and disinfecting common areas because a lot of students and teachers are out sick.
It is a decision that's made at the school level, but obviously it's in consultation with the professionals that the district relies on, their school nursing staff, their school physician, and the county department of health.
She adds if a district does decide to close a school, the information will be posted online and parents will get emails or phone calls and letters explaining the situation. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy shared a diner booth with Senate President Sweeney on Tuesday. It was their first appearance since the legislative leader challenged Murphy to a debate about New Jersey's fiscal future. Asked to respond, Murphy demurred.
Well, I'm working on the early stages of our budget address, which will be in early March, and I think let's let that play out, and we'll see where we go from there.
Well, Murphy says he's spoken to Sweeney a number of times about ideas from Sweeney's working group and agrees with some of the ideas but disagrees with others. A retired judge has been given the difficult task of reviewing tens of thousands of drunk driving cases in New Jersey that could be thrown out of court. The problems arose when it was discovered a state police sergeant was not calibrating breathalyzer machines properly. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
Eric, this is a story we've been following for about 9 months now involving Sergeant Mark Dennis, who, over an eight-year period ending in 2016, oversaw calibration of those breath testing devices for local police to use in five central Jersey counties. Now it falls to former appellate judge Robert Fall to decide whether to adjudicate those 20,000-plus cases all in a central location or refer them back to the counties and municipalities where they originated. The state Supreme Court has stressed from the start this does not mean all the cases will be tossed. Sergeant Dennis has denied wrongdoing. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. It is an alarming trend we continue to see spike in New Jersey. Sexual relationships between teachers and students. Last night, a special ed teacher arrested in Burlington County for an inappropriate relationship with a teenage student.
30-year-old Alexandra Reiner is accused of having sex with a teenage male student who attends Rancocas Valley Regional High School, where she also teaches. Reiner was held in jail overnight ahead of a court hearing today, where she faces charges of sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. Prosecutors say the sexual activity took place at least twice late last month. An investigation began last week after district officials reported the possible improper relationship. The young man's name and additional details are being withheld to protect his identity. The suspect was ironically an alum of the same high school back in 2006. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.